Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is the Signal Storm Podcast.
Wasn't supposed to happen like this. President Trump was supposed to be charged with multiple crimes that he didn't commit or invented crimes. And people with a lackluster understanding of our laws and our Constitution, they were supposed to say, oh, man, where there's smoke, there's fire. And they were supposed to distance themselves from President Trump. They weren't supposed to look in and find out what's really going on. They weren't supposed to look at President Trump and say, oh, my gosh, Trump is a victim here. They weren't supposed to see President Trump as the victim and thus say, oh, I'm going to support him, even though I may not agree with everything that he does or the way he does it. This wasn't supposed to happen. But that's exactly what's happening with this lawless leftist lawfare going at President Trump. The more this stuff hammers on him, the more the American people go, are you kidding me? They found out what this case was all about in New York with Letitia James. And they're like, wait a minute. Did Trump harm anybody? No. As a matter of fact, everybody in the transactions made money. What was his crime? Well, we're saying that Mar-a-Lago was worth $18 million. And because of that, he overinflated the value of his real estate loan. And because of that, he broke the law. But wait a minute. He said what the value was. He went to the bank and said, this is what the value is. I want to buy it. And they said, okay, let's check out the property. They agreed that it was worth that, so much so they gave him the money. President Trump paid back the money with interest. Everybody made money. Everybody was happy. Everybody loved doing business with Trump. No victims. So where's the crime? There was none. And when the American people heard that President Trump was charged $453 million for violating a law, that there was no victim. Nobody was taken advantage of. Everybody in the transaction made money, including the government. And people are going, this is bat guano crazy. So I'm going to start supporting President Trump. Meanwhile, you look on the other side and what the Democrats are getting away with, folks, a lot of attention paid to President Trump and all of the legal battles he's going through. But the American people also see a lot of smoke and even some flames over on Joe Biden's ledger and are wondering, wait a minute, how the hell does this guy get away with it? They're prosecuting and persecuting Trump over classified information that he had every right to have. But Joe Biden never had a right to any of the classified documents he had stolen over 40 years. And they're letting him off. And not to mention Hunter Biden. Don Jr. was commenting here recently about Hunter Biden. I thought the comments were pretty straightforward. Have a listen.
When they found cocaine in the White House, like 2 months ago, I haven't been there in like 3.5 years, right? It's Don Jr. So I'm like, really? Like, you literally have the world's most famous crackhead in residence. I'm just saying, folks. Doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this out. But again, they'll sell you the story. You know, leftist Twitter will blame me. Still trying to figure that one out. But, you know, then they find it on his gun case and the DOJ magic. I mean, these guys are brilliant. They're brilliant. 4 years later, they acknowledge, the laptop is real. Oh, no shit. I had no idea. Because, of course, it was real. But it was amazing. It was like, imagine that was the Don Jr. laptop. I have a feeling it'd be a little bit more relevant. I have a feeling that kids wouldn't be off limits. You know, kids, you know, 50-year-old baby.
So you guys get his point. Of course, there were polls done that if you had known the Hunter Biden laptop was real before voting, would you have still voted for Beijing Biden? And I think it was 15% of Democrat voters said no, they wouldn't. They would have changed their votes. So those individuals in the so-called intelligence community who signed that letter, all of the basket of bias press that went out there and said, this is Russian disinformation. They were all liars, and they all had partaken in, say it with me now, election interference.
They're wrong. Again, so it all adds up. People get it. I did 50 hours of testimony for Russia, Russia, Russia. It turns out to be 100% of a lie. Like, there's wire transfers to Hunter. He's sending it to the father. The address is the father's house. The kids and the grandchildren are getting checks from the CCP. Total code. They're wonderful business people at the age of four.
You guys know that this is what they've uncovered in Congress. That the Biden grandchildren, you know, toddlers are making millions off the Communist Party of China. Now, what are those little kids doing to earn all that money? Now, given the track record of the Bidens, I don't even think the Bidens would offer up their grandchildren for making money in any way that was untoward. But what exactly are they offering Communist China for those grandkids to make those millions and millions of dollars? In fact, what is Hunter Biden doing? What is the Biden family doing for Communist China that warrants that type of paycheck? The adults now, what is it precisely they're doing?
The great international businessmen, because we're not morons. Like they think it's insane. You know, I promise you this, China does not invest $1 billion with a crackhead. Their due diligence process is more thorough than that. They're not like us. It's like, you know what? We need more diversity. We need crackhead representation with... No, we would do that because we're insane. At least the Democrats would do that. Right? We would do that. So they're probably like, that's probably legit. Like, really? They give $1 billion to a crackhead? No, you only do that if you're buying them, which of course they were.
Yes. And that the influence was for sale. Now, folks, a lot of Americans are looking at that going, wait a minute. So we get to investigate President Trump all day long. But we can't look at Joe Biden and what his family has done. The DOJ is just sees no there when there's plenty of there. And then the American people notice that things are not exactly as they used to be. For example, free speech isn't as coveted by all of us in America as it once was. In fact, on the left side of the ledger, it is downright decried and poo-pooed, so much so to where the federal government is actually spending money to suppress our voices online. And some people are taking that personally, and we'll talk to one of them coming up next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
I'm sure you've seen all these Obamacare commercials. If they were accurate, everybody would be happy, and your wallet wouldn't be dragged over the coals. In the real world, it appears Those ads are just as much BS as Obamacare is. What if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Have you been growing frustrated that all your favorite stuff's getting canceled out there by the woke crowd? When Fox News, in deference to leftists, got rid of Tucker Carlson, didn't you say to yourself, nobody asked me? Folks, you have power to stop that. Stop funding woke companies. Support those who stand for America, your rights, and your values. Go with Patriot Mobile. I know what you're saying. How is Patriot Mobile going to help me fight back? Well, not only do they have an industry-leading coverage guarantee, they're also America's only Christian conservative cell phone provider. And then there's this. When you make the switch to Patriot Mobile by going to patriotmobile.com/storm, patriotmobile.com/storm, you support me. You keep my voice independent, making sure the woke crowd can't touch me. So if you prize your values, if you like good value, and you want to keep your liberty-loving Latino conservative, strong, and unafraid, go to patriotmobile.com/storm. Use my promo code STORM, get free activation, or call 972-PATRIOT. 972-PATRIOT, take a stand against the woke at patriotmobile.com/storm.
Tired of cable news lying to you? It's time the establishment media went the way of the dinosaurs and for free digital journalism to rise. At Texas Scorecard, we bring you real news for real Texans with no paywalls ever. Go to texasscorecard.com today.
I want to welcome onto the program the Attorney General of the great state of Missouri, Andrew Bailey. Sir, welcome.
Hey, Chris, thank you so much for having me on.
Pleasure is all mine, sir. Look, detail for the folks, Murphy v. Missouri. What is actually at stake as you are arguing in front of the Supreme Court?
Well, the very soul of our nation. The question before the court is, do we have a First Amendment that protects free speech, or is the government allowed to silence dissenting voices and drive entire viewpoints from public discourse? With this lawsuit was originally Missouri v. Biden and uncovered a relationship of coercion and collusion between the White House across a spectrum of federal bureaucratic agencies targeting American voices for censorship on big tech social media platforms. Remember back in 2020, 2021, when all of a sudden those censorship algorithms started booting people off social media?
Yep.
That was done to satisfy the demands of the federal government. We obtained 20,000 pages of documents, numerous depositions. We took it to court back in May of 23 and asked for a preliminary injunction. The district court granted us that preliminary injunction in May of 23, we defended it twice at the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, and we were just at the United States Supreme Court on Monday arguing the case.
Now, because of GovEd and because of the corruption of GovEd, we have whole generations of children, even like children like Nancy Pelosi, who believe that it's okay for the government to silence your voice if you're an American, which, of course, flies in the face of the First Amendment to the United States Constitution, which allows for Americans to demand a redress of grievances to their government, allows the American people to say, hey, our government stinks when it's doing this or it's doing that, or it's doing well when it's doing this or doing that. Can you please explain to those who are products of the corrupt GovEd system why free speech is very American and why it needs to stay in place?
Well, because the truth will emerge from the competition of ideas in a free, fair, and open marketplace of discourse. That's the whole purpose, that we, the people, get to decide what is and isn't true. It's not up to the government to protect us from information that may be damaging to us. We have that personal responsibility in a free society. The Constitution exists to protect us from the government. And the remedy for disfavored speech in this nation has always been counter speech, not government censorship. But look, it's not just the current generation that misunderstands this. It's one of the Supreme Court justices. During questioning, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson made a statement that it appeared that the First Amendment was hamstringing the government's response to COVID. Well, of course it is. That's the whole point of the First Amendment.
Yes.
If the government didn't like what was being said about COVID, the government should have made its own posts on social media.
Thank
not
you.
Deleted or shadow banned your and my voice.
Thank you. You're 100% correct. And I'm going to play the soundbite that you just made reference to, because, you know, the left wing will accuse us, Mr. Attorney General, of being liars if we don't show them exactly what their side is up to. This is a woman who doesn't know what a woman is. She also doesn't appear to know what the Constitution is. Her name is Ketanji Brown Jackson, and here's what she said.
Have a Justice listen. Jackson?
So my biggest concern is that your view has the First Amendment hamstringing the government in significant ways in the most important time periods. What would you have the government do? I've heard you say a couple times that the government can post its own speech, but in my hypothetical, kids, this is not safe, don't do it, is not going to get it done.
So everybody having the ability to express themselves is not going to get it done. She wants absolute government power. And there's a problem with that, Mr. Attorney General. There's a problem because we were told just one example of one of the narratives they tried to suppress was, and they tried to sell a narrative and to suppress those who were opposing the narrative, was safe and effective. That's what they were calling the China virus vaccines, safe and effective. And if you didn't agree, you were kicked off of social media. And it turns out now, under congressional testimony by the FDA and the CDC, that the vaccines, again, congressional testimony under oath from government officials, that the vaccines do not prevent transmission and they do not prevent infection, which, of course, is what a vaccine is supposed to do. So the American people were right. The government was wrong. And that's why we have the First Amendment, correct?
Oh, absolutely. Look, millions upon millions of people have been negatively impacted by Biden's attack on our First Amendment freedom of speech. But make no mistake about it, two things are absolutely true here. And this is based on the evidence that we put on at the trial court. This isn't just me saying this. I mean, we can show you the documents, show you the testimony, show you the evidence. But 100% of the speech that the government censored because the government claimed it was misinformation was actually true. It was true all along. Number two, 100% of the speech that the government censored was conservative voices. It was viewpoint discrimination. This is exactly why we have the First Amendment, as you point out. Look, the First Amendment's worth fighting for, but I would turn the tables and say, look, Justice Jackson or Joe Biden or any lefty, if you lose this election and President Trump comes to power, does he get to censor you? Does he get to boot you off of Big Tech?
That's a fantastic question. Andrew Bailey is the Attorney General, folks, of the great state of Missouri. And I want you to expand on what you just said, just so there's no mistake, so that everybody out there understands, because there's a joke that was made by one of my compatriots over at Newsmax. He said, you know, we're going to have to come up with new conspiracy theories because all the old ones keep coming true, he said. And it's absolutely, it's so correct. And this is the danger of allowing these left-wing kooks, these left-wing freaks, whether they be in government or they be in big tech or whether they just be your rank and file elected left-wing politician trying to silence free speech. What they're trying to do is to get you to accept their narrative rather than facts, get you to say the narrative is true when you know something else to be actually factually true. And that's the behavior of totalitarians throughout human history, no?
Absolutely. Look, we are slouching towards an authoritarian dictatorship, and COVID tyranny was really the Trojan horse that got the enemy behind the gates. We've got to put a stop to it now. Look, I believe we have to build a wall of separation between tech and state to prevent this kind of censorship in the future. The first brick of that wall was laid on the 4th of July last year when the district court granted our preliminary injunction. We're going to use merits discovery in this lawsuit to continue building out that wall of separation between tech and state and hold in contempt anyone who's violating our constitutional right to free speech. It's exceptionally critical now as we move into an election cycle.
Right, exactly. And of course, we're going to be talking with the Lieutenant Governor of the great state of Texas, Dan Patrick, coming up here shortly, Mr. Attorney General. But one of the issues that we want to talk to him about is this massive illegal immigration. We're being told by our government we can't object. We can't say no. They're just going to do it to us anyway. And anybody that says otherwise is called a racist. And it's like, man, we're being suppressed, and they won't even allow us to ask them the question, what race do they believe illegal is? And they won't answer. But let me just ask you, because you were in the room, you heard the tone and tenor of all the justices. Where do you think they're leaning? Do you think this, what I've called majority constitutional court, will actually find in favor of the First Amendment? And if they don't, what do you think's at stake here for our country?
well, I think justice will be served. Freedom will prevail. Our Constitution will prevail. I think that at the end of the day, this lawsuit's going to go on. I mean, really, what the question before the court is a nationwide preliminary injunction appropriate? Certainly, we feel that it is. But even if the court were to say, no, a nationwide injunction isn't appropriate at this stage, that's fine. We're going back to the trial court and continuing merits discovery. This doesn't put an end to it. We're going to continue to fight to protect our First Amendment rights to free speech. I'm confident that the court's going to do the right thing. Look, they focused on was the communication between the federal government and big tech coercion. I submit to you that it was. Certainly, we got a factual finding at the district court level that the demands made by the government against big tech were coercive demands. Well, but even if they weren't coercive, you can meet the legal standard if it was significant encouragement or joint participation. And Clarence Thomas pointed that out in his question. Under any of the three legal standards, the evidence rises to meet that analysis.
Yeah, and not to mention they used our own tax money to silence our voices. I mean, I know left-wingers delight in using our money to harm us. I know they love that kind of thing, but it should not be allowed. And I got to make a mention here, Mr. Attorney General. It's also the AG of Louisiana who's partnered with you. You know, I'm a little shocked that it wasn't all 50 states that joined in and tried to fight for free speech. How about you?
Well, look, I'm proud to partner with Attorney General Liz Merle in Louisiana. They're also private plaintiffs. There are doctors who authored the Barrington Declaration who said that what the government was doing in response to COVID was bad policy and tried to educate the public, and they were silent. So proud to partner with our private plaintiffs and our colleagues in Louisiana.
Andrew Bailey, he's the Attorney General of the great state of Missouri. Sir, thanks for the fight. Thank you for the information. And keep us posted, will you?
Hey, thanks, Chris. Really appreciate you having me on. Talk soon.
Yes, sir, we will. Keep an eye on that crucial case. So, my friends, that's going to wrap up this Salcedo Storm podcast. Do me and yourself a favor. Pay attention to what's happening over at Texas Scorecard, won't you? TexasScorecard.com. That's TexasScorecard.com. Keep in touch with Texas, our neighboring states. Actually, every state can actually be impacted by what happens here in Texas. So if you're in the state or out of the state, TexasScorecard.com can keep you posted on things that could impact you. Also pay a visit to ChrisSalcedo.com, ChrisSalcedo.com. That's where you find me, the Chris Salcedo Show's on AM 700 KSEV, the voice of Texas. That's morning talk radio. Simulcast on Getter and Rumble and Newsmax 2. Then we go to television on Newsmax 1 in the afternoon, 4 o'clock till 5 Eastern, Monday through Friday. Until we visit again, my friends, remember this. Society's worth is not measured by how much power is stolen by government. It's measured by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. Stay vigilant out there, my friends.